Welcome to episode 078 of the Prosperous Man Podcast. We are in season 2. Thank you for tapping in, and we're all about improving ourselves, being prosperous in all areas of life. So with that being said, let's get to today's episode. All right, guys. Welcome to another episode of the Prosperous Man Podcast. Thank you guys for joining in. I'm going to move my microphone a little closer here. Thank you guys to tuning in. What I wanted to discuss today, it's the start of a new year. We're still in January. So this is, you know, our next episode. And where I wanted to begin is, have you felt like you're trying to get back to a place? And I don't know if it is like a sense of loss, or if it has something to do with, you know, feeling like you're missing out. I don't think that's it. But, you know, one thing I noticed and one thing that happened for me was, we're going to talk spiritual. So on the spiritual side, I'm going to church on my relationship with God. Was through the pandemic, I was very much on coasting mode. I just kind of chilled through, you know, our church switched to virtual, you know, especially towards the beginning of the pandemic, you know, like every church was doing across the country was online services. So I found myself, and kind of as the audio visual guy for my church, I was, you know, we're running, putting everything together, but then the services got abbreviated and I found myself kind of in this mode of kind of just coasting. And at first it became about getting things set up, and then it became, okay, now, you know, I got into kind of like the worker mode. And I'm just going through and just to make sure everything's set up so we can broadcast, so the people can watch, all that great stuff. And all of that is great. And I'm not knocking that or doing anything like that. But a part of my journey was, in doing all of that, I forgot about the part of me that needed to be filled up, you know, my spirit that needed to be paid attention to, my spirit self, that I needed to read my Bible more, I needed to study more, I needed to just have prayer time or just quiet time with God. You know, I would do that where I would be in my car and just listening to music, and it's not always praise and worship music. I am hip hop and R&B probably to my core, but I had gotten away kind of from all of that, and I was in very much just a coastal mode. And I think now, and especially at the beginning of this year, I am at a place where I feel like I've coasted for probably 2 years, and it's like, okay, I need to get back to who I was. And you start to miss that previous version of yourself. And I don't know if that's right or if that's wrong, but that's where I'm at. But I'm also in this process of trying to better myself. So is it that I miss the previous version of myself, or is it that I don't know, or I haven't arrived to the next version of myself, if we will? And just by version, I mean just what does the next me look like? What does the me look like that accomplishes my goals? What does the new me look like that is helping more with homeschooling my kids? The next version of me that does read my Bible, does have my prayer time, does have my study time, because all of those things are important. But it is something, and I'm not quite sure what or how. But it's a in-between space of, Do I miss the old version of me, or am I kind of in between seasons until the new me, the things that I've been believing God for, the things I've been asking for, the things I've been working on and building up myself, am I in between, if that makes sense, in between the old version of me, but not quite at the next version, the one that I'm working, the one that is still in development, am I in between those two? And I don't have an answer for you at this current moment. But it's in progress. It's in progress. So I guess that's where we go and where we start is I can't be caught up with the old version of me and be looking back that I can't look forward. So that's my encouragement is that today you continue to look forward. Look forward and continue to work towards that new version of you. There are some things that you will miss. There are some people that you will miss. There are some aspects of your life that you will miss. And you can look on them fondly, but also don't let them hold you back from where you're going. That's what I got in this moment. And that's kind of where I am. Working on the next part of me, the next version of me. But looking fondly and not getting stuck looking in the back, not looking behind me. So as you guys continue, as we continue to move towards the next level of what we look like, your next development, your next season, look forward with anticipation. Do you know what it looks like? What are you working towards? I'd love to hear. What are you guys looking forward to? Where are you going? What does your next season look like? Are you ready for it? An even better question. You're believing for something. You're trying to go somewhere. Have you prepped yourself? Are you in the middle of prepping yourself? What does it look like? Is it an advanced level degree, a master's, a doctorate? Is it a promotion, next level of employment? Is it a family, starting a relationship? What is your next version of you look like? So with that, thank you guys. Thank you for joining on this episode, and we will see you next time, and have a blessed week.